Good morning, 7:41 here on the Mighty 690, and we're happy to have Chris Crane in studio. She is a NAFI board member and going to give us some updates here on Native American Fellowship, Inc. So how are you doing, Chris?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So I know it's been a little bit since we have you on, but we're excited to be able to have you on now every month here on our calendar.
I know.
So this is awesome.
Yes, very excited.
Yeah, so you had a recent potluck dinner, right?
We did. Last Thursday on the 9th, we had a potluck. We will be having another one. We're going to try and start these up again every month. Danny McCarter, who is a Cherokee National Treasure, he makes blowguns and is very knowledgeable about Cherokee games, traditional games. He came and gave a presentation. It was great. Talked about tomahawk throwing. We did a little blowgun demonstration in there.
That's great.
And, you know, talked about blowguns. We are, or tomahawks, we're practicing. We have a sister community over at Dewey, the Cherokee Cultural Community. And we had the first ever Kuiskawi Tomahawk Throw Championship, which, you know, it's kind of like we taught them how, and all of a sudden they won. And it was close, but they won. And now our reputation's on the line here. So we're all practicing, getting ready. In the spring, we're going to be having another one at their place in Dewey.
That's great.
And we're looking to win this time.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'm all for that. No, that is great. So very cool on that. It's always good to get together in that regard. And then you also have the NAFI youth group.
Yes,
tell us about
we do.
That.
Gloria Lida, who is a member of NAFI, we have a group. We usually have about, 12 or more kids on Thursday nights between 5:30 and 7. They come down to the NAFI grounds at 215 Oklahoma Street in South Coffeyville. And they have a room they use, and they work on crafts and they work on language. And she teaches them. They actually came to the potluck and sang in Cherokee.
Great.
And it was pretty neat. They're doing a great job with the kids.
Is there an age range kind of on that youth group there?
I would say I don't think there's, I would say the kids that are there are generally elementary age.
Okay.
So I mean, high school. I know that the different schools have Native American clubs. Coffeyville does, but they're welcome to come. And it's probably good, chance for them to mentor other students as being an older kid. So I'm sure she would welcome any help.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and another really cool opportunity you have coming up, a Cherokee language class.
We've actually, this Saturday is the last class for this session.
Okay, gotcha.
It's 10 weeks, so it's 10 Saturdays, and you're learning basic Cherokee. But right now, the tribe is about 440,000 members, and there's only 2,000 fluent speakers of the Cherokee language right now.
Wow.
So it is a big deal to try and get, members to learn. Now, this is open to the public, so you don't have to be Cherokee to come and learn. They're going to start up again in May with a new session, and we'll be announcing the times and dates and everything.
And is it really kind of an oral, kind of language? Is there anything written down, or is it mostly just kind of an oral tradition?
The Cherokee language, they have their own written language, a syllabary.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that kind of sets the Cherokees apart from other tribes. And this, we have a gentleman from Cherokee Nation, Jacob Chavez, and he comes in. We've got a whiteboard, and he will write out the characters and then teach. And I unfortunately haven't been able to go to too many of the classes, but I'm hoping this second session here I can. And they've had good turnout, and it has been non-Cherokees and Cherokees alike learning. It's always, never hurt you to be bilingual.
Well, and I know the chief has talked about this before, how, this is an important part of the heritage, and, to take that time to, try and learn and preserve that language is important.
It really is, and they have an immersion school, I believe, down in Tahlequah, which had the kids learn. They speak Cherokee, and so that's what the whole point is. You're right, to keep that culture going.
That's
it is
great.
Important.
That is really cool. Also, you got another event coming up, a branding event. Tell us about
Bill Davis, who is the president of NAFI, and he does such a wonderful job, was looking over, many years ago when the land was, owned by the Cherokee, a lot of cattle ranchers owned, and they leased land from the Cherokee. And so they were over 1 million head running around here between Vinita and Copan. And, every different ranch, we've all watched movies, they all had their own brands, and some of them are very interesting. And many of the places still have a lot of brands that are going today. And Bill thought it would be kind of cool if we had a branding event. We would have like a fellowship gathering down there at NAFI. We got some really nice wood. Joe Ferguson here in Coffeyville donated some beautiful pieces of wood, and they would actually get a fire going, put those branding irons in there, and brand the wood, and we would hang it and display it at NAFI grounds. And it kind of a nod to the past.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity for people to get together. I mean, who doesn't like a chance to get together and have some cowboy beans by Tim Howard and sit around and visit and talk about old times?
Oh, yeah. And if you've never seen kind of the branding process, it's just kind of neat to watch, you know, getting it all heated up. And it makes some really nice wood. You can, you know, stain it and everything, too. You can seal it up.
Yeah, well, you have had Tim. I mean, Tim is the one who has the chuck wagon that we have at the Unity Gathering.
Yes.
And so it'll be out there and he'll have beans. It'll be just kind of an authentic little...
Yeah, he's got some good food.
He does.
That's great. And then also looking at getting a photo ID station in South Coffeyville.
Well, they would come down. Okay. Cherokee Nation, they go around to different communities, and you can always go down to Tahlequah and get your photo ID, which is a wonderful thing to do. Tribal members, we have a blue card with our registry number, and we have a CDIB card, which tells our degree of Indian blood. And the nation has come up with these photo IDs, which basically it looks like a driver's license, and it is a federal ID. It is good at airports. It is good for whatever, passports, and using that as an ID. And I have one, has my photo on it, and it has the blue card information, and the back has the CDIB information. So it's really kind of neat to have it, and a lot of people like having that extra photo ID. We've been in touch with Cherokee Nation, and they're working on trying to set up a time that we can come down here, and we'll announce it and have you guys announce it, because it would be a big deal. There's a lot of at-large people that live here in Coffeyville area that are members of the tribe that don't live across the state line.
And so they can take the picture, and then they'll probably like mail it out to you.
Looks like a driver's license.
Great.
It's the same size and everything, but it tells it, you know, it says Cherokee Citizen, Cherokee Nation on it.
Is there any cost? Do you have to pay for that?
No, but I mean, if you have one and you lose, I mean, obviously you're going to have to pay a replacement if you had one or something, but the first one's free.
Great. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And then you got a couple other announcements separate from NAFI you want to get into.
Well, first of all, this is really Cherokee Nation stuff, but Bill was talking to me, and during spring break, and they have done it in the past, we've had some students, college students from Ohio State University come, and they're looking, hopefully we're going to get that this year, and maybe, I don't know, a few students coming and staying with us during the spring break week, and they're not native, but they're, I don't know what you would call it, it's almost an immersion type thing. They're going to learn a little bit about Cherokee culture. They go to different Cherokee communities and stay and learn. You know, we plant in the summertime during spring break. That's when we're planting a garden out there and getting things ready and doing maintenance, spring cleaning.
Great.
So they'd be around to help with that. So we're kind of exciting about, you know, hopefully they'll come and do that this year. And also the election, the Cherokee Nation election, chief, deputy chief, and several district councilors, tribal councilors, will be up in June. And so what we want to do, we have a lot, like I said, we have a lot of at-large citizens. They're Cherokee. They have cards. I'm one of them. I live here in Coffeyville. And we vote. You need to vote. Just like any election in the United States, it is our duty. We need to have a voice in our tribe. And we have down there at Native American Fellowship, we have the voter registration forms. So you need to get those turned in by March 31st if you've never voted. And you can contact us at 255-4035. We also have, living over here on this side of the line, you have to vote absentee ballot.
Okay.
So we have absentee ballot request forms, and they will mail them out. And, you know, give us a call. You can come down there and pick them up. We'll see what we can do to help you. We can pick them up from you. Matt Jordan being one. I gave him one, and I'm waiting for him to get here so I can get his.
It's probably in his pile over there.
Who knows? But, you know, it is. It's an important thing to do. And, you know, do you want to take part in the tribe and be a part of this and have a voice?
Yeah, your voice really does matter.
It does.
Sort of
it really does.
Yep. So, Chris, if people have questions, they want to contact NAFI for anything, what's the best way to do that?
Just our phone number, 918-255-4035. We are there winter hours. We're open from 8 until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can stop by 215 Oklahoma Street. where somebody's always there. We're closed on Fridays, but somebody's usually around. You can kind of come and ring the doorbell, and we'll probably come out there and help you. stop by and visit us. We really want people to know about what we're doing, and I thank you for the opportunity to come every month and kind of give an update on things that are going on.
Of course, and you guys are an excellent resource, and we want people to take advantage of that.
Well, we'll be having that Unity gathering in September, yeah. So you come to that. We enjoy that a lot.
That was wonderful, and I can't wait for this next one.
Great.
All right, well, Chris, a pleasure to have you on, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, and we have a little bit of time here. We are going to have the news coming up here shortly at 8 o'clock, and we got a feature coming up from K-State. Denise Rourke, unfortunately, cannot make it today, so we will get in on an early bird edition of Open Line right around 8:35 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.